Hey, my friends, welcome. It's David Amel with the Aligned Boss Tribe Podcast, Episode 2. The Aligned Boss Tribe Podcast is for conscious business owners, aspiring spiritual bosses, and entrepreneurs in recovery. We welcome you all with massive love and respect. Today's topic is on something very important that a lot of us have had to grow through, including myself especially. And this is about being offendable and being offended. Do you find more often than not throughout your days, in your weeks, in your months, do you find yourself, when you reflect on it, are you easily offendable? Do you get offended a lot? Do people tend to set you off and then you focus on it the rest of the day? Maybe not, but if that is something, or even if it's something that just happens a little bit, enough that you kind of notice an interruption in your flow, an interruption in your alignment. Maybe it's causing problems at work. You know, maybe you're very easily offendable with a boss or whatever it is. It's okay, because this is something that a lot of us, like I said, have had to grow through. And it happens typically because as children, you know, we grow up in critical environments, judgmental environments, or we have some, you know, perpetrator in our circle of influence, whether it's a parent, teacher, someone on the playground, whatever it is, who criticizes us, judges us. And the natural response, you know, a way to feel somewhat in control and power is to feel offended, or to, you know, we learn to take offense to anything. We learn to let it get us out of our way and become a victim. And it's a natural thing. But as we get older and we become adults, we find that that doesn't really serve us, and that we actually have a choice. There's that little spare second. Do you ever find that spare second, right? I mean, it may have become now a natural program, a natural response, but there's actually right in the middle, there's a little space where we have a decision. I can let this take me out of my joy, my fun, my flow, you know, and be offended. Or I can let it bounce off me and know that that's really about them. Their judgment, their criticism, their thing is about them. Or if it's, you know, someone like in a boss position, just doing their job, saying, hey, did you do this? Did you make sure to do that? Maybe it's a new process. Maybe you're in a new location and there's a new system or something, and you're just checking in to make sure. This is something that happened recently. You know, for me, operating an organization with employees, I said, hey, you know, just making sure. So you're doing this and then doing that right after, right? And, you know, that's something that we have to do. It isn't personal. It wasn't personal to that person. And I would ask the same thing of everyone if I saw them doing the same thing that that person did. So it's not a personal thing. It wasn't about them. But if they have a program that they run, a response, a habit of continually being defensive and offendable, then they're going to take it personally because it's their habit to take it personally. But, you know, once we're conscious that we have a choice, and that really being offendable and being offended and defensive, it comes down to, do we really want to give up our joy and our alignment and our flow? And so, you know, being objective and saying, well, that's something that a boss or a leader, they're checking in. And even if they are a little, maybe, you know, over controlling with it or anal about it or whatever it is it really worth giving up your alignment to do that? Or if you have a family member who says, oh, now you're doing that. Oh, what are you doing now? How are you going to succeed with that? What are you selling now? Right? That's really about them. That's not about you. And, you know, it's challenging. I went through that too at one point when I, you know, wasn't able to commit to one business. And, you know, at the core of it, a lot of times too, they care, and they really do care about your best interest. They're just, they don't know how to empower you and ask you in an empowered way. You know, they only know the communication style that they learned from their parents. And it's one of criticism and, you know, what are you doing? And people also can feel offended if you leave the flock, right? And that's another case of being offended. If somebody goes off and does something, they'll often criticize you. If you go off on some endeavor and you're the first of your family to become an entrepreneur and not be, you know, a paid salary worker trading time for dollars in somebody else's dream, as somebody once said, you know, they can take that as, oh, you're leaving us behind, and then can throw some shrewd comments your way. And so it's a process, you know, choosing to not be offended by things like that, and choosing to not be offended in general, even if it's somebody in traffic who flips you off. I mean, somebody in traffic who flips you off or cuts you off, right? You have a choice. You can get offended and get all angry and get out of your flow. And what does that really do? It allows you to justify being out of flow and pissed off. It allows you to justify being a victim. And you can either be a victim or you can be in alignment. You can't have both. Alignment being in flow, where the parking spaces open up, the joy happens, the success happens, you get the job, you make the sale in your business, you manifest the person in your personal life that you're seeking to manifest in your life, right? And when you choose to get angry and get offended, I mean, nobody's perfect. By no means am I saying that I'm perfect. By no means am I saying that there aren't moments that I'm not irked by, you know, certain Southern California drivers. But it's getting it under control to the point where, in that moment, do I really want to lose it to this and be the pissed off victim? Or is my joy and my flow and my enthusiasm and my creativity and my energy and my physical well-being, which are all affected, by the way, when we go for the offended position or the pissed off position, is it really worth giving that up? And so once we learn to, you know, the magic in asking the right questions, once we learn to pause and ask that question before we get all offended, we start to reclaim our personal power. And, you know, I've had phases with this, man. I mean, I have been the absolute worst, like absolute worst as a late teenager, even in my early 20s. I was the king of complaining, being the victim, getting pissed off. I mean, it was, you know, I was the king of that. And so by no means am I saying that I was ever perfect with it. It's just learning something different, learning what's possible, and learning how you're really just holding yourself back. And everyone else around you too. Excuse me. Because when you learn to not be offended and be unoffendable, I now say I'm unoffendable. And, you know, even if there's one incident out of 200, just the fact that I state that continually, it changes my brain. Hold on, I'm going to take a drink real fast. So that's something you can start repeating. A new mantra. If you find yourself getting in conflict a lot and you're not really experiencing a lot of flow in your life and things are kind of up and down, that's something you can start saying. You can start saying, I am unoffendable. Why is it so easy that I am unoffendable and staying in my power? I am unoffendable and I'm staying in my power. Nobody's claiming my power for me because I'm unoffendable. You feel that shit? That's what I'm talking about, right? So that's another quick rant. And these podcasts, some will be short, some will be much longer. We're going to be having some guests coming on. That was inspired. I do not plan and write these things out. Whatever is coming to me through whatever it is, intuition, events that happen, a combination of the two, that's what I'm going to deliver to you guys. And I'm not going to drag it out if it doesn't need to be dragged out. So once again, I will challenge you, if this is a thing for you, to start repeating and saying, I'm unoffendable. They're not going to take me out of my alignment. This is David Amel for the Aligned Boss Tribe. Wish you well. Talk to you soon. Ciao for now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.